The Doctor Syndicate, a human relief agency, a committee affiliated to Doctor Syndicate, not to Muslim Brotherhood, is providing aid for all human beings all over the world. And of course, as Libya is our neighbor, they send till now about 50 doctors and some medicines and assistance to help the Libyans to provide them with medical services because they are living in a disaster.
So what is the Muslim Brotherhood in neighboring Egypt that you are a member of doing for the Libyans?
Muslim Brother doctors are among those. They are not working alone. They are working under the umbrella of the Human Relief Agency, which is affiliated to the Doctor Syndicate, not alone.
So in what other sectors are you helping Libyans?
Also, the Arab Doctor Union, Arab Doctor League, Ittihad al-Atibba al-Arab, is now working shoulder in shoulder with the Egyptian Medical Association.
So what is your reaction when members of President Gaddafi's regime say you are providing assistance to these anti-government protesters to overthrow him?
It is a humanitarian aid, not a political aid. But as our Muslim Brotherhood, we announced many times that we are supporting the struggle of Libyans against the Gaddafi regime. This is our situation, political situation. But as for aid, we help and we appeal the Arab League, and we meet Amr Moussa, the Secretary General of the Arab League, to provide the Libyans by all means of help and also to intervene as Arabs to prevent any international or foreign interference in the Arab affair.
Now, why are you saying that interference of the international community in Arab affairs when ordinary Libyans are being killed? Don't you think the international community needs to step in to help ordinary Libyans from being killed by government forces?
We are remembered what happened in Iraq after international interference. The whole country was destroyed. And that time also, we call the Arab governments to save the Iraqi people under dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. Now we repeat the same call and appeal that Arab countries, the army and the government can help the Lebanese to stop this catastrophic massacre done by Gaddafi, not international, because the international not a good interference because they are seeking other interests. But we are all Arabs. We can help each other to save ourselves.
Dr. Alarian, some people are saying that the Arab League or the Arab community has not been forthcoming, has not been successful in stopping massacres. That is why they need international cooperation. What do you say to that?
That was a past history. When the Arab League was only a governmental organization. Now we are going to a new era in the Arab world and the history. The Arab League must represent the people, not the government.
But do you think the Arab League will be able to resolve the crisis in Libya?
Of course, they can, and they must do. Because if they are keep silent, it will be destroying this unity of Arab League and cannot represent any dreams for the Arabs for a future.
So what is the expectation of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt of what is going on in Libya?
The people will succeed. The victory is on the side of the people. Gaddafi cannot stand a lot. He must step down or he may be killed if he insists to catch power.
So what is your final message to Libyans at the moment?
We are with you. We are supporting you. We are providing help to you as we can. And we are calling the Arab League and the Arab governments and Arab armies to intervene to help you and to expel Gaddafi and stop this massacre.